So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latto. And so in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about email. Now, email open rates have been declining year on year pretty much. If you're getting a 20% open rate these days on email, you're doing really well. Ours around maybe 14%, but I reckon the average is between 10 and 14% these days. People are opening email less and less and less. It's just a distraction for people that they'd rather not have. And, you know, every so often, every 3 months, someone will go through and unsubscribe from everything. And I, as an email list owner, and you as an email list owner, you look at that and then you get really despondent because people are not listening to your messages, they're not reading. But, you know, you can understand why. I personally go through a cleanse, an email cleanse, every couple of months, and I just unsubscribe from everything because it just clutters everything. So emails have definitely been going down and down and down. And also the longer emails, which used to work, you know, 10 years ago, they're definitely working less and less and less because who's got time to read a really long email? Sometimes we'll send a long email out and sometimes we'll send a short email out. But we don't live in that world anymore. We live in a world where, you know, people WhatsApp, people Facebook chat, people text message. We don't even text message, we WhatsApp, don't we? Even now when I get a lead coming in from my properties, from a tenant, I'm like, can I phone you? I'm like, what do you want to phone me for? Well, I just want to find out. Well, ask the question then. You know, I don't want to speak to you. Just the methodology of communicating has definitely changed. So email open rates have gone down. Email reading has definitely declined and click-throughs have declined as well. So it depends on what the headline is, what the subject matter is, how long the email is, what the click is for, how relevant it is, and a whole bunch of different things. So despite all of these negative reasons as to why email isn't working, we still grow our email list. And why do we grow our email list? Well, there's a number of reasons why we grow our email list, and we continue to send out emails. So the way in which we do it, so we used to send out an email at least once a week. On a Tuesday, it would be a freshly written email. And we've stopped doing that only recently because it's fairly time consuming. So what we actually do now is if we write a long post, so we like to reutilize the work that we already do. So if we write a long post, which hopefully we should be doing once a day on Facebook, we would take that post, and in the olden days, a couple of weeks back, we would take that post and we'd schedule it to go out next Tuesday or the following Tuesday or the following Tuesday, and we would get in advance of ourselves. More recently, we've actually taken that long email that long post that we've written on Facebook, and as long as it's not time specific, so if you're talking about an upcoming election or Brexit, it's very time specific, so you can't use it. So if it's not time specific and it's just talking about, you know, three ways to use email in 2019. It's very windy here. All the pictures on the wall are flapping. Close the window. So if you are writing an email saying three ways I grow my email list, for example, that's a non-time specific email. You could send that out in 10 years or you could send it 10 years ago. It makes no difference. So for those non-time specific emails or those non-time specific long posts that we put on Facebook, we would copy that. We'd go paste it, put it on LinkedIn. So we're now, you know, we've written it once and we've shared it multiple times. We'd upload it to Instagram with a picture. We'd go to WordPress. We'd embed it on our website. We might schedule that out. So it's got content coming out in the future. But we would take that text and then we'd go to our email system. So if you go to daniellatto.co.uk/activecampaign, that's the one that we use. And we would append that onto the end of an automation. So what's an automation? So let's say that you join my email list 1 year ago. You're getting an email once every 6 days. And you're going to keep getting that email basically until you unsubscribe. We've now got about a year and a half's worth of emails. And we are continually appending more emails onto the bottom of that automation so that when you get to the end of that automation, there's still more emails to come through. And they're all very relevant. They're all giving value. You know, I'm a great believer in a jab, 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 punch from Gary Vaynerchuk, which is value, 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 sales. Value, 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 sales. More than happy to do that. I think that's a good way of doing it. So you're always adding value and then you're asking for value back. The whole value thing is like a bank account. So if you imagine most people, they get an email list and they just sell, no value. And that's like trying to just take out of your bank account of value and you've got nothing in it. So you can't take anything out and then they wonder why we're not making sales. So the way that we do it is we add value into that bank account with an email that provides value. And then we add another email with value and then another one. And then when we've put enough value into that bank account, the fourth email comes and that takes some of that value back out. So we're always constantly filling up the bank account with value. Okay, that's the best way of looking at that. So what this means is that now we've got an automation. If you then sign up for my email list today, you're going to get an email immediately saying thank you for signing up. Here's whatever you signed up for. You get another one tomorrow, one in 3 days, one in 5 days, and then one in 6 days. And then it's every 6 days. Now, why do we do it every 6 days? Well, we do it every 6 days because if it was every week, if they signed up at 11 o'clock, oh no, let's change it. Let's say they signed up at 3 a.m. on a Monday morning. All the future emails, if we sent them out once a week, would be 3 o'clock on a Monday morning. So we do two things. Number one, we have a condition that says wait until 11 o'clock in the morning. Then they wait till 11 o'clock. And then the next condition is now wait 24 hours. So that's on email one, okay? So now everyone is now going to get an email at 11 o'clock for the rest of that future that they're in that automation. Hope that makes sense. So now, if they get one on Monday at 11 a.m., next time they'll get one on, what, Sunday at 11 a.m., then the next one will be Saturday, the next one will be Friday, because different people open different emails at different times. And this is the best way that we found to actually rotate the emails a little bit and try and pick on people when they're most likely to open email. And we, of course, don't know how that is. We don't know when. I don't know if you listening to this, you might open emails Mondays, not Wednesdays, because Wednesdays you're busy, or Saturdays because you're busy at work Monday through Friday. We don't know. So doing it this way, it rotates around and we're likely to hit the person's best time for opening emails. So there's two things there. One is we move emails to 11 o'clock. The next one is we rotate them every 6 days, so at least once a day, once a week rather, we're going to get an email on a different day. Now, the next reason why we still grow our email list is that we want to look at lookalike audiences on Facebook. So if you're running Facebook ads, one of the things that you can do is you can take your email list and you can upload that to Facebook and you can start running adverts to everybody who's on that list. That's number one, okay? Number two is you can tell Facebook, can you run a lookalike audience? So other people who've got very similar characteristics of all those people we've just uploaded, Facebook will go out, find those people, and then it will start pushing adverts out to people who are very, very similar, like a lookalike audience. That's why it's called a lookalike audience. So this is yet another reason why we keep on growing our list. But also, it's a good reason to make sure you've got, you know, if you're in property, you should have a list on property. If it's property sourcing, you should have a list just on property sourcing. If it's houses multiple occupation, you should have a list on houses multiple occupation. If it's below market value, you should have a list on below market value. So then you've got three different lists. You upload each different list depending what type of advert. So if you've got a Facebook ad on HMOs, you upload the HMO list. Now it's going to pull out the lookalike audience of people who are interested in HMOs. And obviously it's not an exact science. There's no such thing as an exact science when you're doing marketing these days. So, you know, it's art and science is pretty much 50-50, you know. So that's a really good way of using your email list to get more value out of it. Even though open rates have dropped significantly, we still get opens. Now, another couple of things happen here. So I'm just going to log into my email account. So a couple of interesting things happen here. So using the email system that we use, which is if you go to daniellatto.co.uk/activecampaign, I can have a look at, so we've got a, let's go to reports and let's just have a look and see. So we sent an email out 2 days ago. Let's have a look at this. And we've got some people who clicked on it. So let's go into it and have a look. Now, I can have a look and see who clicked on the link. So we've got some people who clicked on it. Now, I can view contacts who clicked that link. So as I click through, for example, we've got a chap here. Now, he clicked through on an email that was talking about the digital marketing agency. Perfect. So what should I do with that? I know. Why don't we phone the guy up? How cool is that? Let's see if we've got his phone number. Now, we might not have his phone number, by the way. This is a good reason to have people's phone numbers. On some of the lead magnets that you have, you know, you should have a phone number option. We put ours as optional, by the way. So, it, you know, giving a phone number actually puts some people off. And in fact, this one is from Columbus, Ohio. So he's actually in the wrong country anyway, this particular guy. So let's have a look at somebody else. Let's have a look. Okay, we've got a lady here. So let's have a look at this one. Well, how do we know, by the way, that he's in Columbus, Ohio? And it's because ActiveCampaign gives us the IP address. And the IP address gives us an approximate location. So we've got a lady here. She's from London. She clicked the link. And we've not got her phone number. So we will probably just send her an email saying, hey, I use a different name. Samantha, I noticed that you'd opened up about the digital marketing agency. Is this something you're looking for? Have you got any questions about it? Was there something specific you were looking for that you're hoping to get answered? Just getting into an engagement. This is why we still have emails using this system. Now, using ActiveCampaign, we can take that and we can move it over. It's called a deal. We can move it over into a sales funnel. Now, she's right at the start of that sales funnel. So let's go to deals. So now in our sales funnel, we've got several different sections. So we've got to contact. So we'd move her in initial contact. If we send her another email saying, I noticed you can just click through. So we move her into initial contact. She sends an email back. We go, why don't you get on the phone and let's have a chat about it. Then we would move her into the next section, which is phone call scheduled. And then after we've done the phone call, we would move her into phone call completed. And you're going to get one of two results. She's going to say no or yes. So if she says no, we move her into a follow-up. If she says yes, we move her into deal closed. So we're moving people down our sales funnel. So then when we hire salespeople, which is a process that we're literally just about starting to do, we wanted to make sure all the digital marketing concepts were in place and the thing was being delivered properly, and we know that it is. So once we've done that, we then we can hire salespeople, we get them on this system, and we just get them to start phoning people up who are now expressed an interest. All of that comes from the fact that somebody clicked on a link in an email. And now we're moving it into a proper sales process. This is why you should have a system like this. Like I say, it's daniellatto.co.uk/activecampaign. This is why you need a system like this. You open up your emails, you see who's clicking what, you see if they've got a phone number. And if they haven't got a phone number, you need to find a way of getting phone numbers. So you could say, you know, join people to a WhatsApp group, maybe. And then you can update the records with a phone number. And you might go, yeah, but it's so time consuming. I've got 2,000 people on my list. Well, not everyone's going to do it. Let's say 10%. So now you've got 200 phone numbers. Someone's giving you a phone number, that's a hot lead. So, you know, people just don't hand out phone numbers these days. But let's say it's 1%, so that's 20 people. I would phone all 20 people up. I would pass them on to the salespeople, go, right, and guys, we've got some cold leads right now. They need warming up. This is the script. Phone call number one would be, hey, I noticed you're on Dan's list. What is it about Dan's list that you're interested in? Is it digital marketing? Is it property sourcing? Is it wealth creation? And then at least you can then move the people around. Now, in 6 months' time, that person might buy. They might not buy today, but just because they say, no, I'm not interested right now, but I will be interested in wealth creation in 6 months, great. How about I phone you back in 6 months? You go into ActiveCampaign, you bring up a diary, and it'll say, make a phone call in 6 months. You type up what you spoke about. So then in 6 months, you get an email through saying, phone Diane, let's say, and then you can put a call in. And people go on, oh, email's dead. Really? Maybe in your world, maybe you're just not using it right. But in our world, email is vital. Yeah, it's not as instant anymore as a WhatsApp. You know, like 95% of people open a WhatsApp in the first couple of minutes. You know, text messages even more so. Because you can turn, I mean, I suppose you can turn notifications off on text messages as well. But Facebook messages, people read those for sure, you know, 80, 90% in the first half hour, say. Emails, 14% overall, all time. So big, big difference. And yeah, so you might want to move that conversation onto Facebook, and then you become friends on Facebook, and then they get to see you and start building trust and start seeing all your content you should be putting out there. And that just speeds up the sales cycle, effectively. So is email dead? It certainly isn't. it's the way in which it's used as anything. You know, you could still send letters by carrier pigeon, which would be bloody awesome, by the way. If you could run marketing campaigns by carrier pigeon, imagine how well that would convert. We can't. But you can still send letters through the post in handwritten, you know, like it's the 1890s or something. So you could still do that. This old school stuff hasn't changed. It's just sometimes it's... let me rephrase that. This old school stuff, it's not that it doesn't work anymore. It's just changed in the way in which we now use it. And it's become a piece of the whole part of the jigsaw puzzle. If you've got a 100-piece jigsaw puzzle, email is one piece. Facebook marketing is another piece. Podcasting is another piece. Videos are another piece. Facebook Lives are another piece. And most people have a one piece of a jigsaw puzzle and then complain when they can't put the picture together. God damn, that sounds good. So, but this is absolutely true. And most people are running a business like this wondering why it's not working. Instead, you've got to be using all of the pieces of the puzzle. And that's when you start getting better results in your business. So start using email, but start using it correctly. If you want to have a chat about that, come and speak to us. We can help. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll catch up with you on the next podcast. Hope you enjoyed that one. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.